right. So, when I first saw the sources for this deep dive,
Oh, yeah.
I have to admit, I was a little bit like,
What is going
yeah,
on?
like a Rick and Morty episode set in Vegas. Okay. But then, alongside a description of a magic show,
Right.
what could these two possibly have in common? It just seemed,
It's an unlikely pairing for sure, but I
yeah.
think that's what makes it so interesting, right? So we've got this really wacky animated sitcom where, basically anything goes.
Right.
And then on the other side, we have something that's, it's a real life performance art piece, but it's all about pushing boundaries.
Okay. I'm intrigued, I gotta say. Now, for those, and no judgment if you're not, for those unfamiliar with Rick and Morty, it's basically about this brilliant but eccentric scientist and his grandson, Morty, and they get into all sorts of interdimensional shenanigans.
Classic.
Yeah. And in this particular episode, they find themselves in, you guessed it,
Vegas.
Vegas, baby. But hold on, it's not just any casino.
Okay, all right.
Tell us more.
So they stumble upon this secret speakeasy.
Oh, I love a good
It's
speaky
called
room.
A
Yeah.
Pair of Dimes.
Okay.
And get this, it's exclusively for atheists.
Whoa.
Talk about setting the stage for some thought-provoking conversations.
Really lays it out there, doesn't it? I mean, it's almost like the creators are hinting at the theme of the entire episode right then and there, questioning beliefs, embracing skepticism.
This idea that you need to be willing to challenge what you think you know.
And that seems to be the thread that connects this, bonkers cartoon episode with Noel's real life performance at once at the Penn and Teller Theater, which back in Vegas.
Back in Vegas.
Speaking of Noel, I have to ask, who is this guy? I mean,
He's a bit of an enigma.
to wager ownership of the Rio Casino, the whole thing against Penn and
It's the
Teller,
bold
who are
move.
like, the patron saints of
The
skepticism.
ultimate
It
skeptics.
takes some serious guts.
It really does. I mean, Noel he's a unique figure in the art world. Imagine this, a conceptual artist
Okay.
who uses magic as his medium. But he's not just weaving illusions to entertain. He's using these illusions to explore profound questions.
Okay, like what?
The nature of reality,
Right.
the limits of what we can actually know.
Deep stuff. I did read he collaborated with a glass sculptor.
He did, Hans Godo Frabel, really fascinating stuff. And that's what's so fascinating about Noel.
What's that?
He doesn't limit himself
Right.
up to one form of expression. I mean, he
No.
collaborates across disciplines, pushing boundaries, challenging how we see things.
We're not talking about your typical pull a rabbit out of a hat kind of magic show here.
No, not at all.
So what is it then?
It's more like a visual metaphor. Each element, each illusion is carefully chosen
Okay.
to represent a bigger idea.
Yeah.
Like, for example, he has these fish tanks filled with all these colored liquids.
I read about that and crushed crystals.
Yes,
Okay.
exactly.
What's that all about?
It's not just for visual flair, but these are
Oh,
symbolic,
no.
right?
All right, I'm hooked. So, how did these two stories, one totally fictional, one real, how do they intersect? And where do the two nickels and a dime come in?
Yeah, that's what I'm dying to know.
Okay.
Okay, so we have two nickels and a dime,
Right.
which, by the way, pops up in both the Rick and Morty episode
Okay.
and in the description of Noel's show.
Hmm.
So there has to be a connection.
Well, let's think about this for a second. Remember that speakeasy?
Yeah, the pair of dimes.
Exactly. Now, it's not just a catchy name.
What do you mean?
Two nickels make a dime, right?
Yeah, so?
It's a pair, a
Yeah.
dime, a pair of
It can
dimes.
a pair, a dime? Are you talking about a paradigm?
Bingo.
Oh,
It's subtle, I'll give you that, but it's there. Two nickels and a dime.
It's not just about the money, right? It's about this idea of a paradigm shift, a big change in how we think. And that seems to be at the heart of both of these stories we're looking at.
Okay, I think I see where you're going with this. So how does Noel use like his art to explore this whole paradigm shift idea?
Symbolism, mostly. Think about those crushed crystals.
Okay.
What do they make you think of?
I don't
Could
know.
be like, I don't know, the breakdown of old ways of thinking, old structures, you know?
Okay, I'm with you.
It's like, back when, scientists figured out that the Earth revolves around the sun.
Not the other way around.
Exactly. It was a huge paradigm shift, right?
Yeah.
Totally changed everything people thought they knew.
So you're saying he's using the crystals to symbolize that, like shattering old beliefs.
Exactly. It's all about questioning what we think we know. And then there's the colored liquids, right?
In the fish tanks. What about them? What do they mean?
think of each color as like a different way of thinking, different perspectives.
Okay.
They all mix and mingle right there in the tank, and they create something new, unexpected.
Interesting. So is that what he's trying to say with his whole performance?
Yeah.
That we should be open to new ideas?
I think so, yeah. And he even uses ChatGPT to emphasize this whole idea, which I think is really clever.
ChatGPT, what's that got to do with anything?
So he uses it to impersonate all these really famous people like Elon Musk and Neil deGrasse Tyson, even Michio Kaku.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And by using AI, he's kind of playing with our perceptions of authority, right? Well, we tend to put a lot of trust in these big names, these supposed geniuses, but Nawal is saying, hey, don't just take their word for it.
Don't just accept what you're told.
Yeah. Think for yourself.
I like that. Question everything.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got the fish tanks, the crystals, the AI. What about the coins? Where do those fit into all of this?
Ah, the coins. Well, remember, he gives Penn and Teller the choice. They can drop them in or not. It's brilliant, really. Because think about it. Penn and Teller are all about logic, really.
Yeah, they're skeptics.
Yeah.
They want a rational explanation for everything.
Exactly. But by giving them this choice, he introduces this element of, I don't know.
Uncertainty.
Yes. This element of free will, even within a system that's supposed to be bound by laws and logic.
So what you're saying is, he's suggesting there's always room for the unexpected.
Precisely.
Wow. Okay, so then that brings us to, I guess, the most important part of his whole performance.
What's that?
The God equation.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, that one's got me stumped. What in the world is he trying to say with it? All right, so the God equation, huh? I got to admit, that one's got me stumped. Like, what is he actually trying to tell us with that? And how does it connect to everything else we've been talking about?
Well, picture this. It's the grand finale of his show Once, right? Lights are dim, tension is high.
Okay.
And Nawal, he does something honestly kind of unexpected.
What's that?
He takes out, get this, a bar napkin.
What, a bar napkin?
Yeah, a regular everyday bar napkin. And he starts sketching out what he calls the God equation.
Hold on, a bar napkin, not like a chalkboard or a giant projection screen.
Yeah.
He uses a bar napkin?
A bar napkin. And, you know, I think that's kind of brilliant.
Why?
Well, he's taking something that's seen as, like, really profound and juxtaposing it with something totally mundane.
Okay.
Like, he's saying maybe the answers we're searching for aren't found in some complicated formula.
Yeah.
But in these simple, everyday moments, you know.
It's funny you should mention that because it reminds me of Rick and Morty.
How so?
But they're always stumbling onto these crazy interdimensional portals in the most ordinary places.
Oh, I see.
Like a garage or inside a car battery, even.
Right. And this idea of finding the extraordinary within the ordinary.
Yes, exactly.
That's present in Noel's work, too.
I wonder if there's something to that, you know, like a deeper meaning.
Yeah. And, you know, he even makes this connection to, like, our search for identity, which we see in that recurring question from the Rick and Morty episode. Who am I?
Right. It's like they're both wrestling with this very human need to understand our place in, well, everything.
Exact, yeah.
So is Noel's God equation supposed to be like the answer to these big existential questions?
I don't think so. I think that's kind of the point.
What do you mean?
He's not trying to give us concrete answers. He's giving us something to think about,
yeah.
Like a metaphor, right? Think of it as like a jigsaw puzzle.
Okay.
It represents the complexity of the universe.
Okay, so we might have some of the pieces,
yeah,
but not the whole picture.
Exactly. And every new piece we find brings us a little closer to understanding it all.
Even if we never figure out the whole thing.
Right. And that's okay. What's important is that we keep searching, keep asking questions.
So, like, embrace the mystery of it all.
Yes. And he actually reinforces this at the very end of his show.
Wow.
He offers everyone in the audience free access to his immortal project. It's like he's encouraging them to keep exploring even after the show is over.
Interesting. It's almost like how Rick and Morty always escape through a portal at the end of an episode.
Yeah.
Like, there's always more out there to discover.
Exactly. And I think that's the message here, both in the episode and in Noel's performance.
What's that?
The real magic isn't about having all the answers. It's about the journey. It's about being curious and asking questions.
It's about being present, observing, questioning what we see, even if it means challenging what we thought we knew.
Absolutely. So next time you run into something that makes you scratch your head, something that challenges how you see the world, lean into it.
Don't shy away from the unknown.
Exactly.
Well said. This has been quite the deep dive, huh? Exploring magic, skepticism, art, and even a little bit of technology.
It's all connected.
It really is. We hope you're feeling inspired to find a little bit of the extraordinary in your everyday life. Until next time, keep exploring and keep questioning.